This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It is a daily tip on a BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for being with us. Coming up on the show, the NFL officially gets underway tonight in Philadelphia. We will preview the game with Jack Fritz from WIP Radio. We touched on it a little bit earlier in the show, but now we know that NFL Red Zone is going to have ads throughout. And, of course, people are saying they're not going to watch. Of course, they're going to watch. But it's getting pretty expensive, I will say. You know, before it was, I get nothing but football all day long, no ads, and then it's going to be, you know, Jags score against the Panthers, and then there's a Burger King commercial. It's just not going to be the same. RIP, Red Zone. It was a good run for you, commercial-free.
Yeah, but if you love something, you'll find a way. Like, people love to complain about this, but, like, they will watch the worst game of the weekend and not complain about it. Like, we watch preseason games. That's absolute garbage. This is the same as me complaining about Starbucks raising their prices where a PSL is $6.45. Am I stopping getting a PSL? No, I'm just going to complain about it and then make my way over to the Starbucks drive-thru one day because I love it that much, so I will find a way.
Also, would you like to add a 50% tip? Sure, I'll do it. It's $20 for this PSL, but it's that time of year. I mean, you're right, and also with the way the news cycle goes, like, it will be, I'm upset, and then I'm over it. Like, people were complaining so much about ESPN because this is actually the NFL's decision. I know ESPN is taking over NFL Network, but it's the NFL that still controls Red Zone and the production. So even Scott Van Pelt got on Twitter and was like, guys, like, stop coming at us, because people didn't fully understand who was making the decision. But it's the NFL. The NFL wants more money, like always.
Yeah, I thought about this for a second, and then I thought about the 15 same-game parlays that I have for tonight. So,
well, there you go. Well, let's get to it then. Bring in Jack Fritz, afternoon show host on WIP in Philadelphia, also host of the High Hopes podcast. Jack, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. Always great to see you here. So let me ask you this. When it comes to your expectations for the Eagles this year, with the exception of maybe a couple guys on the defensive line, this is largely the same team. So is there anything or what could potentially hold the Eagles back from repeating as world champions? If Jack is here, we saw him for a moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, he was here and then he was gone, just like the commercial-free Red Zone. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe he's taking a stand against us. I saw him, and I'm like, all right, Jack's ready to go. We'll get him to log back in here in a second. But let me ask you
this.
He
went to go get a PSL.
Yeah, I guess he was like, whoa, that's a good idea. His internet dropped. Okay, he'll be back. He was like, wow, that Starbucks sounds delicious. Maybe I'll grab one of those. I got a long day ahead of me. Philly plays tonight. He's going to be on the radio this afternoon talking Eagles and Cowboys. But when you look at the Eagles, I'm trying to think of what the weakness is for the Eagles. Because when you look at how they performed last year, and then they go to the Super Bowl, and then they dominate the Super Bowl. Like, I don't really know what the weakness is on this team. Maybe it's defensively. Maybe it's in the secondary. But you almost have to talk yourself into it. There's a reason why they are tied with the Ravens and Bills to win it all. And as I say that, there he is right there. Jack Fritz, logging on. I think he can hear me. He looks fantastic. Jack, good morning.
Oh, man. What a minor freak out with the internet dropping. So my first question before we start this is, what is a PSL? I'm a coffee guy. What is a PSL? I'm so confused.
A pumpkin spice latte. How dare you?
I forgot that it's officially pumpkin spice latte season. Obviously, yeah. All the memes. Now, at least we're not starting it in August. I'll give you September and October. But if I see PSLs in August, we can't jump the gun too early on PSL season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. First, yeah. Let me be the first to say Merry Christmas, Jack. Just go ahead and get that out of the way.
I know. It's football. I mean, think about it from our perspective, right? I mean, you guys do this every single day. I do this every single day. Like, it just becomes kind of easier now. We get to just talk about football, and people are way more interested. We made it. And, yeah, I mean, best time of the year, stretch run in baseball, football season starting. We survived the summer. We survived the summer.
Hell yeah. Time to celebrate with a PSL. All right, that's so right. Let's get to this game tonight. A big divisional matchup, of course. Eagles laying 8.5 points against the Cowboys. And I understand that nobody's super high on the Cowboys right now. They just traded away Micah Parsons. It feels like a dumpster fire with what Jerry Jones is doing with that organization. But this is still a divisional matchup. What's the sabotage factor for the Eagles tonight?
Well, I think that the case could be that the Cowboys have heard for 2 weeks that they stink now. Micah Parsons is gone. Like, how are they ever going to win? And, you know, this is a team that, you know, Dak Prescott's had a good career against the Eagles. And, you know, there could be a motivating factor of, hey, let's ruin their banner night. And the Eagles have tried so hard to do the whole, like, we're not even thinking about last year. Did we win the Super Bowl last year? We're not even sure if we won the Super Bowl last year. So they're trying super, super hard. I think it's human nature to maybe have a little bit of a letdown. Now, they're not going out for the banner dropping, I guess. So they're trying to make sure that they can stay as locked in as possible, not get caught up in the pageantry. So, but again, I think it's going to be really hard. I mean, the Eagles in 2018, they came out and I think it was mostly a sarcastic boo, but they did technically get booed heading into halftime against the Falcons back in 2018. So it's not like they came out super, super crisp. But, you know, I think that, you know, the Cowboys trade Parsons, and they've heard for a week and a half that they suck and why even show up on the field. That can be a big motivating factor for teams, and maybe they catch the Eagles a little sleepy heading into the season.
Jack, I asked this question to Chelsea just before you dropped out, and of course we're glad you're back, but what is the outside of, hey, it's difficult to repeat, and it certainly is in the NFL, we know that, but if you look at a particular area of the team, what would be that area for the Eagles?
Oh, well, I think it's 100%, you know, the secondary and edge rushers.
Okay.
You know, because they lose Josh Sweat. Milton Williams was an interior defensive lineman, but still, he got the highest contract amongst defensive players last year, and he was a rotational piece for this team. So they lost a quality depth guy there, but they're heading into the season with Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. I love Nolan Smith. He came on last year. He was really good in the postseason. And then Jalix Hunt is really intriguing, but he's a third-round pick from last year that played at – have you ever heard of Houston Baptist? I've never heard of Houston Baptist.
I have.
College. You have? Okay.
I have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Good, we found one.
Yeah,
we
found there's one. There's always one.
So, and I love him. Like, he's super high energy, but is he? It's not even about him. Is he going to be able to hold up for 18 games as the primary edge rusher? Because behind him, they signed Josh Uche, they signed Aziz Ojulari, they signed this guy from the Browns. It's a bunch of random kind of cast off types than super great rotational pieces. So edge rush and then corner, they are starting Adoree Jackson tonight. Adoree Jackson stinks. He has stunk for 8 years. He's never been good. And they're starting him on the outside on a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. Now, I don't think he's going to end the season there. I'd be borderline shocked. They traded for a Jacorian Bennett, who I think is eventually going to take that spot. But, you know, all of a sudden you go from Quinyon and Slay last year to Quinyon Mitchell now having to be the number one lockdown guy. To having Adoree Jackson or Jacorian Bennett or Keely Ringo opposite of them, and then that's not even mentioning the loss of CJ GJ, where, listen, he's a lightning rod type player, but he brought an intensity to this defense that I think they needed, and they're putting a young kid back there who in Sidney Brown, who I think plays a little bit reckless. So defensively is definitely a lot more question marks than last year. And then the other is, like, the schedule's pretty dang tough. There's not really a stretch where they can get right. They have pretty tough opponents on a week-in, week-out basis.
All right, so I'm not going to lie. I have, like, 15 prop bets that I'm considering for this game, and it's always
Hell
good
yeah.
to have somebody who covers the team very closely, because I feel like you guys know, like, who's going to be the guy tonight? And it's very easy to be like, oh, Saquon Barkley's going to be the guy. But his rushing prop's 95.5, and his rushing attempts prop is 18.5. So I sit here and wonder is, how much are they going to keep riding Saquon if this game gets out of control? Like, how do you play this game from a prop standpoint?
Well, first off, we talk about Christmas. I can't wait to place the first parlay that first slip that you send in. It's no shot it's going to win, but it's just the hope. It's the hope. So I head into the year, and I felt like they need to be smart about Saquon. You know, he rushed more than anyone in the league last year. Like I said last night, like, I want to treat Saquon this year like the passenger rather than the driver, you know, and be a complimentary piece, not the piece, because I think that it's not about Saquon this year. It's also about Saquon's career. Like, but in everything that happened in training camp and from the people down there, people we talked to, things that we've seen, it seems like they're just going to use Saquon the way that they used him last year. Like, the guy that we have down there every day is like, he looks better than he did last year in training camp, which is crazy. Wow. And Saquon might just, and I mean, you look at the guy. I mean, the guy's got thighs for days, you know, and he might just be one of these guys that can do it. I think they're going to be smart with him. There's games, obviously, last year, if it's out of reach in the fourth quarter, they're not going to put him out there. But 95 feels super low. It just does. It feels like, you know, I think that is a number that he's going to go over tonight. I mean, it felt like he could sleepwalk to 100 yards last year, even in blowouts. So I would take the over of Saquon tonight.
We're talking with Jack Fritz from WIP Radio in Philadelphia. When you look at the Cowboys, and if you're thinking about maybe fading them this season, like, how do you look at it? I want an outsider perspective. How do you look at the dysfunction from the Cowboys being there in Philly? Because this is one of those things, the trading away of Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones sort of meddling in everything, where, like, the Cowboys have plenty of individual talent, but messing with a team like this in the way that he has for so long can also absolutely tank your season.
Yeah, I mean, from here, it's hilarious. You know, it's just, there's such a difference in how the Eagles are run versus how the Cowboys are run. You know, Jerry is worried about, you know, winning contests against his players and trying to prove that he's the bigger man. Whereas the Eagles are like, hey, we'll just take care of you early. Saquon, you helped us win a Super Bowl last year. Here's $40 million guaranteed. Like, thank you so much. And I just think the cultures are completely different. And the thing that is, I just don't think Jerry cares anymore. Like, I don't think Jerry cares really about winning Super Bowls. And if I was a Cowboys fan and I heard the quote about, hey, when we're in the news, it's good. Like, that shows you where his priorities are. And yes, he's a great businessman. They've made, they're the highest valued franchise in the history of sports, like $12 billion. But when the owner says us in the headlines is good news versus actually winning football games, it's like, what are we doing here? And I'm sure that the guys in the locker room, now, hey, maybe they turn into Major League and they just have a cutout of Jerry in the locker room, and they're making him like the target and he's the rallying cry and whatever, and hey, if it works. But at least from afar, you know, there's a part of me, I didn't grow up in the 90s, I didn't grow up in the heyday of Cowboys hate, so for me personally, like, a lot of it has felt manufactured for a majority of my life of, the Cowboys, they suck. If the Eagles only win two games all year, as long as they beat the Cowboys, that's all that matters. So there's a part of me that's like, well, I wish they were a little better to make it more fun, because it's just, it feels like a little bit of the Cowboys' juice is gone with how just brutal they seem from afar.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Who's scoring a touchdown for the Eagles tonight? People want to know.
Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a bit of a...
Really?
A bit of a... Yeah. No, he's been going off in camp. So, obviously, I'm an oddsman. If it's not plus 400 or more, I'm not betting it. So I think Jahan Dotson, they had a good connection in training camp. A.J. Brown still might have a little bit of a hamstring injury, so maybe he's a decoy. I would take a Jahan Dotson anytime touchdown.
Oh, my God. I got a cackle out of Denton. I was like, no. Well, okay. Well,
yeah. Maybe, no, I mean, you guys are Washington elitists, okay?
We are.
It's a new era.
This is the Jahan Dotson era, just like the De'Ami Brown era is about to start down in Carolina. He's Jack Fritz from WIP Radio in Philly. Thank you, man.
Of course, anytime.
Oh, man, a little bit of everything. Also, Merry Christmas again to Jack. Here we are, September.
Mm.
You know, it's like first day of Christmas, or not first day of Christmas, like Christmas Day, because first day of football.
Hell yeah. And it was nice I got to ask him about some of the legs of my same game parlays. I know it was supposed to be questions for the people, but those questions were for me.
Well, coming up next, you're going to get even more bets on the board, because Thursday Night Football is upon us. Will the Cowboys and the Eagles make the card? Will some prop bets make the card? Will some baseball bets make the card? We've got that and the Donk's all coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.